Blog Talk Radio.
Now look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and mean and good. I know you didn't get your head done so you could just sit down and just sit there.
Hey, we're trying to have a good time tonight. Let's go, baby. Let's go, baby. It's my birthday.
No, it's not.
I have my co-host on the line, Andre Zilla, Medisa, and Ron are in this evening. How y'all doing tonight, good black people?
Hey, y'all. How's everybody doing today? Happy Friday. Yeah. Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. I see somebody pumped up.
Yeah, it ain't that good a Friday. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Exactly.
Hey, boyfriend. Yeah.
Hey, girlfriend.
It was a, you know what, this feels like it's probably been the longest day ever.
What you just said. Oh, my goodness. It was
like, that's what it feels
tragic.
Like. But we made it. It's the end of the night. It's Friday. And we about to jump into some shenanigans and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. How about $50 for anybody who can spell shenanigans?
This Negro. Here we go again.
I don't feel like putting my thinking cap on because I've been drinking.
Uh-oh.
I just took my first sip of wine.
I mean, you know. Oh, dear.
I've been sipping all day. All damn day I've been sipping.
Oh, dear.
I just started about 2 hours ago, so.
I literally just took my first sip. Literally.
Catch up.
I got to work in the morning. I'm not catching up to nothing.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and put a disclaimer out there. We drink because we say bad, inappropriate ass things here on the code. We are your inappropriate friends. So, tonight, I didn't share the topic with my co-host because I wanted them to come straight off of the dome with these scenarios, and we're going to get Taylor on in here. What's up, Taylor?
Hey, people.
Hey, Taylor. Hey, girl. Hey.
What's going on?
So, we're going to call these life hacks. And we say that because you don't know what happens in life. You know, sometimes we are hit with some stuff, and we don't really know how to respond to it. So this is what this is going to be about tonight. So the first scenario, okay? Y'all ready? Does anybody need to take a sip before we start?
Yeah, let me say, no, maybe I should have probably stayed sober. But, okay, yeah, go ahead.
Sober? Who the fuck did that?
Okay. Scenario number one. You are married. Okay. Your significant other passes away. He or she leaves behind a $5 million life insurance. Okay.
Okay.
You are at the funeral. And the side piece shows up in tow.
Ooh.
With some kids.
Jeez.
Now, what would you do in this scenario? Would you ignore the fact that these kids exist? Give the side piece something? Because supposedly your significant other was taking care of said side piece.
Jesus.
And the kids. And so, and she don't have no other means or whatever. So would you give money? Would you give some of the insurance money to the side piece? Well, what would you do in this situation?
So the children are his children. They confirmed his children. They're confirmed his children?
Yeah. We're going to confirm that they're his children.
Okay.
They
he
look
like
your kids. Yeah, they're his kids. Dana has confirmed it.
Okay. Taylor, what that sound like?
Fences.
And I ain't even read the book. I ain't even read it because I ain't been down to the country. So I ain't even read the book. So I don't even know. This is something I saw earlier today.
Jesus.
Well, obviously you're not talking to me and Dre because she would have been in the house pregnant and we ain't fuck her and no children would have been under our roof. So this is for the ladies, I guess.
Exactly.
I mean, what if she was taking care of, maybe what if the baby's mama died and the side piece guy was taking care of this baby and she was financially supporting him? Let's put it in that perspective. So y'all can kind of
nigga, she dead. She should have left her money behind too.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say. Cause if he's doing that kind of sneaky stuff, he needs to leave, you know what I'm saying, have another account or something.
Okay, so for the ladies, what are we going to say? Taylor, you going first or me? Who going first?
I'm not, no. The answer is no. All the way around, no. Okay, well, I mean, he was taking care of you, that's good. But I don't know what it is you want me to do. Them children ain't mine.
Exactly.
You should have, he was giving you money. Listen, it's 2018. You can get a PayPal account. They got a prepaid card. You can go on and get you, you can get you a green dot. They got, what's the other one they got? They got the Rush card.
The Rush card. Mhm.
Mhm. They got the NetSpend.
Okay.
They got you could go on and get you a you can go to a credit union. You can go to a PNC bank. You can go to Bank of America. You can go to Chase. You can go to Wells Fargo. You could do all that.
The thing is,
she shouldn't have put $20 in the rainy day account.
If he knew those are his kids, I'm quite sure he probably, and he already knew he was dying. Quite sure he has some set aside.
No, he may
right,
not
he
have known that he was
with
done.
If he could leave $5 million to the wife, I'm sure he could have took out another life insurance policy and left it for his children.
That's what I'm saying.
And there's nothing wrong with that because I mean, if they're your children. All right, one, obviously they must be young children. So that means this must be something that was new. That must mean we may have had issues late in our marriage. If we married a long time, then these children are grown. They can take care of their fucking selves. But if they're young children, then, yeah, if they're my spouses, then, yeah, I could see myself giving something to them because that is a extension of my lovely wife, but I would think that she was pregnant while she was with me, so them children could live with us. Well, I don't know about that, but I mean, $5 million is a nice chunk of change. You can give her $250,000 for the children, and as a one-time something. I would think.
I can't do a damn thing.
You know what? And I may be devil's advocate here, because I may not act like I like kids, but I like kids, and I don't ever want to see a kid go without.
Exactly.
If it's been confirmed that she is, you know, they are his kids, I'm like, Ron, she ain't getting all my money, but she gonna get like 2.5%. Like she ain't gonna get much. She might get some upwards. And I'm like, okay, look, now listen, don't you ever come around here again. Now,
right.
I'm going to give you this money, but don't you come around here.
Don't you ever come around here no more.
No, don't come around here asking for no more. Ain't no more. You know what, just you take this money and you leave town, do whatever you need to do. You're not going to sit here and try to act like I'm a bad person. I'm not. I didn't know nothing about you. I'm only doing this because you got kids. That's the only reason. You better be glad I'm not busting your head open. But that's the only reason I'm doing this, is because you got kids.
Well, I'm not taking care of her ass. I'm not going to do that. You bitch, you need to get a job.
What?
You need to get your life together. You need to get a job. I'm not putting no money in the bank. I might take and put some money in a trust for the kids that they can get when they turn like 18 or something like that, like for their college. And I'll give money, you know, I'll make sure that the necessities, you know, taken care of. Like, but I'm not giving her anything. I'm not putting no money in no bank account. If she able-bodied and she ain't fucking disabled and can't get up and do stuff for herself, bitch, get up and get a job. Because you was just living high off the horse. You know, you was just he was taking care of you. And my thing is, if he was taking care of you, why didn't you put your money to the side? You could have been putting, what would you just put?
That's
you just going to sit at home
said.
And not do
I
nothing?
Just said,
my thing is,
I just said they got PayPal, Green Dot, all of that. You take the $20 and you put it in the rainy day fund.
Right, because that ain't no guaranteed money. You know what I'm saying? That's not, she living off of him with the expectation that, oh, he going to always be there. No, shit happens every day. Niggas get a dose of remorse every day and decide, oh, I'm doing wrong. You know, he may have found the Lord or something and decided he was just doing foul and changed his whole entire life around. You know what I mean? And he died in the process of that happening. So my thing is, she just felt like she was living a life so she didn't have to do anything. No, bitch, I'm not going to make it convenient for you. You know what I mean? I'm going to make sure that your kids have the necessities. And if that means I got to go and send, you know, go and shop online and send the clothes to your house, if that's what I have to do, then I'm going to be petty enough to do that because I'm not taking care of your ass.
All right. What if it was reverse, where he died and he leave her $5 million? And you know what I'm saying? And
they
account.
Didn't leave you
and how about
that?
About
say, I have seen that happen.
If that happened, I'm gonna bring him back to life and fucking kill him.
You stupid.
What?
Ain't on my data.
I'm gonna bring his ass back to life and kill him. Cause there's no way that you're gonna be married to me and then you get a side piece and you wanna leave her everything. You should have divorced me. I'm gonna take her ass to court. I'm sure I have some grounds. I have something. There's some loophole in the system because I'm the wife.
And I'm sure she got
so
some. Her children may have some grounds too. Her children can sue for this.
But I don't have to take care of her. I don't have to take care of her. And if I gotta put a trustee over the account, you know, I'll be petty. I can do that. If she take me to court and say, well, she gotta take care of my kids, you know, blah 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 blah. Okay. And the judge says, okay, I need you to put, you know, $2 million or $1 million in this account for these kids. Okay, I'll do that, but you need to appoint a trustee because it's not my responsibility to take care of a grown-ass woman who can get up and take her raggedy ass to work.
But you know you're still taking care of her in the long run because, all right, say she was paying for private school, she was paying for school and the daycare or whatever, and she was paying for clothes. Now she don't have to pay for that no more, and that money she get to luxuriate with. So in reality,
but
still taking care of her.
She never was. If he was doing everything, she never wasn't doing that. She never was doing that in the first place. If he was taking care of her, and he was handling, because I'm assuming in this particular scenario, he's doing everything, meaning clothes, shoes, food, whatever the case may be, daycare, private school, you know, he's doing health insurance, whatever, you know what I mean, dental insurance, whatever. He's doing it all. So if that's the case, then I'm going to make sure there's a clause in there so that she, because it's not my responsibility to provide for her needs. She need to get a job, and then she can reap the benefits of having a damn job because she should have had a job in the first place. Because my thing is this. If you're going
to
play
the thing is, Medisa, the dude, he was supposed to be cheating, Medisa. You got to look at the adjective.
I mean, I get the fact that he's cheating, but my thing is, nothing is guaranteed in any situation, whether you marry, whether you're just in a relationship, whatever the case may be, there is always a situation where things could happen and something unexpected happen, and then you are in a situation where financially your life has changed. My thing is, you need to put yourself in a position to always take care of yourself. You need to always have a backup plan. She should have had a backup plan. I just don't feel like it's
she had a backup plan. She was backing it up on your husband.
Well, okay.
It didn't work out that way.
Right. But in the day, the only thing, you know what I'm saying, her claim to fame is the kids. That's you know what I mean? My obligation is not to a grown person. My obligation is to the children. Like, this would be the same difference if the roles reverse and is a situation where, let's just say, or the same situation where he died, or the mother of the child died, and he said, I got this baby. Well, it's inhuman of me to try to tell someone, oh, send this baby off to her relatives, or send this baby. It's inhuman of me. That's his child. So whether I like it or not, I'm going to have to step in and take that responsibility and take care of that child. I may not be happy about it, but as time goes on, it'll be easier for me to deal with because this is what happens. But my obligation is never to an adult. Our kids are innocent in all these situations. You know what I'm saying? They don't have anything to do with nothing. Most of the time, they're caught up in adult foolishness. And it's sad because they're always the ones that suffer in the end because adults don't want to be adults and they want to lie and cheat and connive and do whatever they want to do. So it's always children that have to suffer. And I would never, because of my love for children, I would never, ever deprive a child of something that they're entitled to. But I don't have an entitled. I'm not entitled to do anything for the mother. Fuck her.
What if she, like, retarded and she just got, like, big titties and he liked her and she can't take, you know what I'm saying, she, like, really can't take care of herself? You going to let her be homeless?
I'm going to petition the court for custody of her kids and put her ass in the home. Fuck that bitch. I'm going to petition them. Be like, sir, she can't be honest. She can't take care of these children. They need to be with me.
I'm saying, some of them retarded women got big titties. They fuck good, too.
I ain't lying.
Oh,
you're stupid.
My God. You're going to burn in hell for that. You're so stupid.
And then you want me to touch that dick, daddy?
Hey, stop it. Oh, my God, you're so inappropriate.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm not laughing at that
either. He's so wrong. You need to forgive
him. Come here, fuck up on my titties.
Hey. Ron, cut it out.
And the funny part, Ron, you sound just like this chick I know.
Oh my God, you remember that story Dre told us the party?
Yes, she did.
Oh Lord, let me stop. Okay, I'm not gonna do this tonight. Nope. I'm not going to hell. I'm just not gonna do it. Okay, what's the next scenario?
Oh.
I wanna hear what Dre had. Like, Dre, you just can't say no. You got to answer it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. He did just say no, but.
What I say no about?
You said that you.
Oh, my God. Nigga been here the whole
time,
man.
About to get the chick. Yeah, I would.
What?
You're
going
to
call her woman. I'll let her.
Okay. Yeah, because the fact is, you didn't, that person didn't know. Like, I didn't know that he had a whole other family, so no.
Okay. So, second one. Okay, it's kind of along the same lines, but there's another twist to it.
Oh, shit.
The significant other, you know, passed away. All right, he's still gone. But
okay,
the wife knew that he had a whole ass family on the other side of town.
Jesus.
Is both families allowed at the funeral?
A funeral is a public place, so I technically can't ban anybody from the funeral.
What do you mean you can't ban nobody from the funeral?
Okay.
I
guess I could not let them in, but I mean, you know, I mean, I probably want the kids to be able to say goodbye, but maybe I can leave her outside. Be like, you can come in, or I'll pick the
kids. As long as you're respectful with paying your last respects, I don't necessarily see an issue with that. It's that disrespect that, you know what I'm saying, like Big Red in Five Heartbeats. You know what I'm saying? How he was disrespectful at the funeral and some shit like that.
Oh, my God. Big Red was so horrible. He was so disrespectful.
Yeah, he was disrespectful. Yeah, I agree.
Punched dead in the, she smacked the shit out of him, and he should have got smacked.
That's disrespectful. But if you're respectful, I mean, it's going to be some people. Listen, it's some people in my family I don't want to come to my motherfucking funeral. Know what I'm saying? So you ain't got to be the side piece. So
yeah,
I mean,
feel you on it.
Yeah, that makes sense. You're right. You stop being the Grinch. It's the whole Christmas.
You the Grinch.
And then I was thinking something like that. You should reach out beforehand and be like, do you mind if I come pay my respect? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to reach out before you just make a pop-up
like you
that.
Got a whole ass family. Like, they adults. These are not little kids anymore. These are now adults. Like, daddy been on the other side of town for years. Everybody know it. Everything. Mm-hmm. And these kids is in their 30s and 40s. And you cannot tell them to come see their daddy. You can't tell them not to come see their daddy.
I can't tell them not.
Daddy.
Not that,
but,
no, not them kids. Them kids, they ain't got nothing to do with it.
But
they
you
fault.
Gotta realize,
they mama was
do we
home,
have two separate funerals?
No, you just have one funeral. Because everybody probably knows. If it's that point, if it's to the point where they that old, a lot of people probably know. People just blush it up.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say, because she didn't say how old the kids were.
Yeah, if they older.
Now, the first scenario, they was little kids.
Oh, okay.
The second scenario, they grown-ass motherfucking kids.
Oh, well, ain't nothing I can do because everybody know, and everybody know in the whole town, everybody know in the whole city, everybody know everywhere, and them kids, and probably the kids probably walk around just looking just like that nigga.
Now, you could come to the funeral, but it's lick at the repast, so you may want to not come to that because we may start drinking.
You might get
cut
you may not want to come to the repast. Don't come to the repast. I'm going to the repast. I'm just going to the repast, sit on the couch and kiki. I'm going to sit. That's what, exactly where I'm going to be at, right there in the middle of the repast.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm that cousin that'll be at the funeral, be like, yeah, and I'm sitting in the back because I don't want to sit up too close to the front, so I'm going to sit in the back. And I'm like, look at them. Now, I know they know that Uncle such and such was a whole bag. But that's the whole family right
now. You know your dad. You're like, walk up to the other cousin, hey, you my little cousin, you know your daddy was a hoe, right?
Your daddy was a hoe for real. You know,
you know
that
you're
saying these are not your cousins. These
are
not your cousins. These are your brothers and your sisters.
No, you did not say
brother.
Did you say uncle brother? Did you just say uncle brother?
Then your
my
uncle
other
cousins,
brother.
Your uncle brother.
Oh,
my other brother.
You,
look
so
at my other brother.
I had an uncle brother. Rest in peace, uncle brother. Yeah,
oh, God.
He was the only boy, so that's why they called him brother. And then everybody just called him uncle, but they called him brother.
Okay, yeah, that second scenario is something that my mama told me about when she went to a funeral. That second scenario.
Jesus, that's funny. It's out here.
Yeah.
You see people out here doing it. They've been doing it for years. People been running around cheating.
So my mother when her last man passed away, he was technically still married, you know what I'm saying? But he wasn't living with his wife. They wasn't, you know what I'm saying, doing nothing, but he just never got divorced. So my mother was with him for like 20 years. So she knew that he was technically still married. But when he passed away, he left everything he had to my mother. And his wife showed up, and she was kind of salty. But my mother knew his oldest daughter, so they had a decent relationship. But when they went to the funeral, oh, man, she was mad that my mother's name was on the obituary and hers wasn't. So that was a little, you know what I'm saying?
He left behind a special friend.
His life partner. He left behind his life partner. And you could tell, you know what I'm saying, when they're reading that, she was
man.
Like,
ooh.
I just wanted to sit in the back of the funeral. I just wanted to sit at the back of the funeral.
I just wanted to be a fly on the wall. Let me just be there.
Can you imagine the whispering that was going on in there? But they were like,
you know you're supposed to, because the thing is this, because in every funeral, especially black funerals, they want you to read the obituary silently. So, and that part is usually like at the bottom, like he left behind a host of, you know, family and friends.
Yeah, that's why I
said
I could do a whispering like crazy.
Such. And then he left behind his life partner, such and such and such and such.
Jesus,
right now. Ooh, wait, I can't even cry at the obituary. I'm looking at the person beside
just,
me.
Y'all see this? I was just trying to giggle.
Wow.
I'm probably just
wrong. What's your mama say?
That ain't me. That's my mama. That's my mama. Listen, she was just happy she got the condo.
She was just happy she got the condo.
She's like, she left that shit to me.
Wow.
Wow. That's crazy.
Wow. Taylor, what you think?
What I think is that, you could come to the funeral. Here's the thing. You come to the funeral, you sit your ass over there, you bring your nappy-headed kids, you sit them down over there, don't say nothing, don't talk to nobody, don't open your mouth. I don't want to hear all that sobbing carrying on. I don't want to hear none of that. Now, what you do is, after the funeral, you take your behind on home, and that's the end of it. Don't you go to the repast, because everybody knows it's liquor at the repast. You take your behind to the repast, I'm whooping your ass on sight, and I'm blaming it on sight, and I'm blaming it on the liquor and the emotion of the day. Period. That's
now,
it.
What if she a big bitch? You and your cousins go jump her?
Yes. All you gotta do is wait till she go over there to swallow the ham. Catch her.
I cannot. I cannot.
She didn't say eat the ham, Amon. She said swallow the ham.
Not even chew the ham.
Not even cut it up with a knife and fork. She said swallow the ham.
Yeah.
Like, you talking about the whole ham with the pineapples and everything on top of it?
Everything.
The cherries?
You ain't even gonna let the bitch cut the ham up. I mean, y'all know honey baked already come sliced. What? The whole ham?
A spiral ham?
She gonna choke. She gonna choke to death. She gonna die. How did she die? Eating ham. Like, what?
The bitch choked on a honey baked ham.
All right, how about this? Some color purple shit. What if he died on top of her?
Ooh, I'll bring you back to life.
Okay, so that was a scenario that popped up. Okay, Taylor, you told a story of like this, that the guy had a heart attack at the concert, and he was there with his other woman.
Let me tell you. Yes, that happened at my job. We had a concert. It was a concert.
Yeah, it was the concert was a night of love. It was Tamia, Avant, and all these other people at my job, right? So the guy came, and it looked a little funny because she was like, she was all up on him, and he was like, you know, bitch, be cool. Oh, okay, I see what this is already. Okay. So he wound up, I guess they was, he got a drink or whatever he was, or whatever it was that he had. He got something to eat, whatever the case may be. He wound up having a heart attack. Now, we have medics on staff. The problem is that she didn't get to one of the ushers fast enough so that they could try to help him. So he wound up dying. But, yes, he was with his side piece, and she didn't know that she was a side piece because he had a medical bracelet with all this information on it. Apparently, he had diabetes also. And you know, in the iPhone, you could do, you know, in case of emergency, contact such and such. So that's what
you
they
can
wind
do it on
the
Androids now, too.
Oh, okay.
You just had to throw that in there. You just had to damn represent for them raggedy Androids. Look at you.
My emergency contact information is in there. Yeah. So if something happened to me, yeah, I better call my mama.
Yeah, see, that should have been the smart thing for him to do. He said, no, it's an emergency. You need to call my wife. So she's standing there. So she's standing there with the damn, you know, waiting to, you know, see somebody. And they wound up having to call a wife. They wound up having to call a wife. And she was like, oh, well, last time, you know, I spoke to him, he was doing overtime at work. No, baby, he had a concert. In a fresh linen suit, boo boo.
And this was
February. This was February.
A night of love.
It wasn't a night of
and
love.
He died.
Yeah, you. And he died. And then here's the part that got me, though. Production was like, oh, okay. So he died. Y'all needed a medic. Okay, so we're going to keep the show rolling. Yeah.
Wow.
Like, it wasn't
one
no nothing.
Stop
we stopped,
no
like,
I mean, I don't pay my $75.50 for them tickets. You better not stop. You better bring to me and Yvonne ass on stage.
Exactly.
I have to pay my $75.50.
One monkey don't stop no show.
And them tickets, and them tickets was cheap, too. It wasn't even sold out. Them tickets was cheap. Everybody sounded horrible.
All I can do is
at least
my
head. I'm saying, at least did Tamia sing Amazing Grace?
Oh. Tamia did the right thing. Sidebar. Tamia did the right thing. She came out. She said, look, I know y'all don't know my new shit. I'm about to sing all my old shit and get the hell off the stage. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. That's exactly what she did. She got up there and sang all the songs that we know, and she got her old ass off that stage.
First of all, you're not going to talk about Tamia like that because her new album, it was awesome. Don't talk about Tamia.
It was awesome to you.
I love her.
But she was
Tamia.
Like, no. She said, no, y'all not about to boo me. Y'all not about to do none of that. I'm going to sing what y'all know. Now, Keisha Cole, on the other hand, she got up there and did some nonsense and some flim-flam, and nobody was feeling her performing.
Was Frankie
there?
She can't perform no way.
Huh?
Was her mama there?
Was who there?
Frankie,
Cracky? No, she wasn't there.
You called her Cracky. I'm done.
Oh, yeah. Church of Latter Day.
Anthony Hamilton made everybody mad because he came out there singing country songs. Nobody knew what the hell he was singing. Nobody.
Yeah,
he didn't
I do know that he's from North Carolina and he sings country songs.
Okay, see, here's the thing. He should have been like Tamia. He should have got his ass up there and sang Charlene and The Coin of It All and a couple other songs that we know and kept it moving. No, we didn't. Nobody knew what the hell was going on. People were leaving. That show was a whole 2 hours late. Another example of when cheating goes wrong. So dude was there with his girl. Okay. Well, what I thought was his girl. So he came in with the lady. They all hugged up. and booed up and everything else. Okay. Lady come in with her dude. They hugged up and kissing. Okay. They about to start fighting. Both of them got tickets to the same show, but they went with their side piece, but they sitting in the same section.
I'm done.
Damn it. Damn it. Dummy. A whole group of dummies.
Lord.
That's dummy. Why you take the side piece to the Telly and Waffle House, and that's it.
So what you're trying to tell me is that y'all both was like, ooh, I'm going to take her, I'm going to take him to the night of love, and it's going to be fun. And y'all got the same, y'all got seats in the same section? So let me tell you, you're not even being smart about your bullshit, because anybody that had good sense would be trying to go through emails and everything else if you out here doing some shit you ain't got no business on.
How about this? They both didn't get there. Both parties didn't get there at the same time. So your husband and his side piece is there, and you there with your side piece. You see him. You're supposed to turn around and be like, no, we can't go here tonight, baby.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say.
The one couple, the wife and the side piece was already there. They was on top.
But then the husband should have turned around.
They was already in their seats. It was dark already. Because, you know, black people, if the show started, if you say the doors open at 7 o'clock, black people don't show up till 8:30. So it's already dark.
You got that right.
Because for whatever reason, it just seems like it's more logical to get to your seat when it's dark as opposed to when it's light, like when the lights, like the house lights are on. No, that makes no sense. I'm going to go in here while it's dark. So then that way I could struggle to find my feet. So then I could blame it on whoever that I can't find my feet. Because that's that shit that black people do. So it was dark when they came, when the husband and wife came in, it was when the side piece and the wife came in, it was before the show. The side piece and the husband came in late. So when they was like, you know, taking a break in between people, and some of the people from WBLS was in there talking and carrying on, he came down. They was like a couple rows from each other.
Lord have mercy.
I done seen some things at that job. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, yeah.
Yeah. It happens. Yeah.
Color purple type situations out here in these streets.
What was it? We had a hockey game the other day.
Oh,
Lord,
if you don't tell me they were fighting at the hockey game.
No, of course they were fighting at the hockey game, but that's not what it was. It was the Devils and the Rangers. So the dude left his cell phone. He left his cell phone, and we were we have to hold it up until a certain point. Once we do that, it gets turned over to security. Now, security, not being smart, answers the phone, thinking it might be somebody calling the phone looking for the phone instead of just letting it go to voicemail. So apparently it was the wife. She's like, oh, you know, I'm just trying to reach my husband. It's like, oh, well, you know, he left his phone at the Prudential Center. She said, what? Why was he at the Prudential Center? Instead of just hanging up and not saying nothing, because that would be the smart thing to do. No, we just going to keep on talking. Oh, well, it was a hockey game. What is he doing at a hockey game?
Apparently not.
And I said, why did you answer the phone in the first place? Why did you do that?
And I'm sure if that's his wife, when it rung, it said something like wife.
Wife.
Or it said something like honey. You know what I'm saying? It said something. So that's a move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Just go ahead.
What else you got
for us, Jamar? Wait a minute.
We're going to talk about what Medisa's life hack was that she put in the group chat. Medisa, move forward. You're there?
Yeah, I'm here. So,
move forward.
I'm here. What happened? So what would you guys do if you was in a relationship with a man or a woman and you find out that this person is sleeping with someone that they work with, and this person has them putting their children on the health insurance. Like, they're married, they have children with someone else, they're sleeping with this other person, and then that person, they have that person basically financially supporting them and their children.
One, she a dummy. But anyway,
she didn't. Well, she is.
She doesn't know about. Does she not know about the
no,
wife?
No, she knows about it. Yeah, she know. Yeah, she does know about the wife. Yeah. But what would you do?
Okay,
she's pimping. That's pimpish.
If you know, okay, so if you know that said man has a wife and they have, then there's children involved, and let's say he has children with different women, if he's on any type of child support order, he is required to have insurance on them children. So she ain't no pimp, she a dummy for putting them children that ain't hers on her insurance.
But it's his insurance.
No,
it's
the lady's. It's the lady's messing with insurance.
It's a side.
Wait, hold on.
Not the wife's insurance.
So he got his kids on the side piece insurance?
Yes, and the kids ain't even with the wife. The kids is with somebody else.
Oh, no, what the fuck she care for?
But that's shady. That's a shady individual. That's the devil. Like, how in good conscience does that? And the thing is that the person is a narcissist and a pathological liar, and they are manipulators. Like, the person has a degree in psychology and knows how to get in people's mind and manipulate them. Like, it is like the devil, and I don't understand. Like, who does that? And then how do you, as a woman, I guess if somebody's in your mind like that, then it's okay. But what would you do if you found out that it was your man doing it?
So my woman got my children on her other nigga insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
it ain't say daddy. It ain't say daddy.
Wow. I mean, insurance costs, so they actually saving us some money. So I'm going to be like, can you put me on your insurance too? So I ain't have to pay for it?
This guy.
I'll let you claim me on your taxes if you put me on your insurance.
You know what? There's a young lady that I work with where she, I think I told y'all about her the way she got married. Like, she met the guy in June. They were married like September, all in the same year. And he has like multiple ass kids. And she put his kids on her insurance. Okay. Keep in mind, she already has two kids of her own on her insurance. So, and he is on her insurance. So it's him, her, and all of these kids. You ain't even bringing home a paycheck. All you doing is paying insurance. Because she's one of them people, she tell you all her business. So we were sitting and having a conversation because we have this thing called voluntary time off. It's like if we ain't doing nothing, we can just be like, okay, I'm taking voluntary time off. It don't, you don't get paid for it, but, you know, it don't count against you or whatever. And she was like, I can't take that because I got to pay this insurance. It should just be you and your kids on your insurance, your two girls. No, everybody's on my insurance. I'd be damned. I'm not meeting you in June and marrying you in September and you on my insurance. The devil is a lie. Why you ain't got your own insurance? And why you still got your kids on your insurance? We can change. When it comes up to time to change for us, my husband, yeah, I can have my husband on my insurance. But them kids that I didn't push out my cat ain't going on my insurance.
Right. I'm not. Exactly. Health insurance is too expensive. And then, I mean, granted, after you get past a certain number of children, like the family, like once you go to the family plan or whatever, you can add as many dependents, you know what I'm saying, because you're basically paying the same flat rate. So my thing is,
right,
ain't nobody doing all that extra shit for nobody. So maybe... I mean, and maybe it's because I just don't understand the thought process. You know what I mean? I mean, and there's a little bit more to the situation because there's some more, you know, we can talk about that later. But there's some more stuff, you know, and it's just like, if I just don't know as a woman how if I found that out about my mate, there's no way that I can even deal with that person.
Wait, raising my hand. Imash, tell me if it's different with your job. Because in my job, you can't add nobody unless it's like in the signing time, in the period. So
the only time that you can add someone is if you are a new spouse, like it's a new spouse, or you just had a kid. That's
true,
the only time that you can. That
or
you can only add someone outside of the time where you're renewing your insurance.
Yeah, open enrollment.
Yeah, so that's the only time, open enrollment, when you can add all them extra ass kids and whatnot.
But
then they don't start until the next year.
But I think some people, some companies may be a little bit different because I know with my job, you have to show proof of dependency. Like, you have to show that you're dependent,
yep,
whether it be, you know, like a birth certificate or something like that for the child. So I don't know if it's one of those things where the person, you know what I mean? But he's shady, so chances are there was some way that they did something shady. You know what I mean? But I think with this particular company, you can kind of put anybody on there. I think they like honor like domestic partners and all kind of stuff and everything like that.
City honors domestic partners and stuff like that and spouses. But like I said, they have to be new. And then, like, if you're adding a kid that's not like a baby, it's because you adopted them. And you have to show proof.
Right. Or
of
they
love coverage
or something.
And all that stuff. But extra kids, just because today is Sunday? No, city don't do that. It's only open enrollment.
It happened. I mean, and like I said, this comes from down the pipeline. So this is the information that I was given. But I just want to know how anybody, if you had a situation and you found this situation out about the person that you dealt with, how would you think, what would you think of this person? How would you feel about this person? Like, what would you think about their character? You know what I mean?
There's a lot of people out here in this world where their character isn't just morally, their moral compass is not the best.
Now, look at you walking in here looking all pretty and angry and
sorry,
mean and good.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I hit play by accident on the thing. Sorry, I was moving my tablet. I apologize. But, what was I saying? So, it's like their moral compass is just not right. Now, he's not right for doing whatever he did to get her to add the insurance. And she had done it for falling forward. So, You can't fault just one person. These two people is two dumb people together. So they're both faulty. She should have been smarter than that. The dick ain't that good that you adding keys that ain't yours to your insurance. It ain't no penis that good for anybody to be doing any of that. And why can't he, why isn't he, the children on his insurance? They work for the same company. I'm sure that y'all can get the same type of plans and whatnot.
Because he got too many of them motherfuckers. That's the problem.
Well, and she a dummy for continuing to mess with him. Because didn't you say she was pregnant?
Well, the rumor is that she, I don't think that it was her. I don't think it was his child. But I think she lost a child. So this is the thing. So from what I understand, she lost a child. And this person preyed on that. That thing, like, and basically, so she does everything, like, pays for, you know, like, you give him money and he goes and buys you gifts. But this is, you know, from what I understand.
Yeah, that's a horrible human status for anybody.
Trifling, and the thing is that it's like you look at a person and you don't really, it's people that are monsters. Like, some stuff, like, I understand that people make mistakes. Like, we all have made mistakes. You get involved with somebody, something happens, you know, you might have a little side relationship or something like that. But you are basically preying on another individual. And that's the sad part. There are so many people out here that are just monsters. And they look good and they smell good and they seem like they got it all together. And they really ain't shit.
I'm trying to catch up because see the thing is that I'm trying to understand. Is this the same lady that got she met her man and then got married all in the same year?
No, this is a whole different scenario. This is a whole different group of people.
Yeah.
Oh, see. Okay, here we go. Problem number one. I'm not about to meet somebody and marry them in the same year. Because for the first 3 months, I'm meeting a representative.
True.
For the first then another 3 months, that's when I meet your other personality. So now we 6 months in. That's when you start showing your tail. Now, in another 3 months, which is 9 months, you're going to start to get a little itchy. You're going to try that self shit to see if you can get away with it. Already,
and you know what?
You don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're getting into already. So now, you just was like, "Ooh, I'm gonna go ahead and now." You know what? I think I wanna marry you. And now you stuck with
you stuck with
82 kids on your insurance. You can't take a day off, and you got to work 85 hours a week just to get a $20 check.
Because
you in love.
Well, and the
not
thing
even
about
getting by. You're not even getting by. Because what you're doing with a $20 check? Not a bit of nothing.
Nothing. Gas, maybe.
Not even that, because she ain't really got to drive. Because we're good from home.
Okay, so you buy in. So basically what you're doing is you're working 85 hours a week so that you can buy a box of cereal and some milk and a carton of eggs. And you got 11 kids and a grown-ass man on your insurance. Now, see, me, okay, I done got a little older in life. I'm asking questions when I meet you. So this is the time where we getting to know each other. After that 3 months is when you start hitting them with the real questions. Hey, I've been meaning to ask you, do you know your FICO score? What's a FICO score? I can't be bothered with you. You get on my nerves. If you don't know what a FICO score is, I can't help you. Next question. Oh, you know, all right, so let me ask you something. What kind of insurance you got? I don't got no insurance. Oh. You don't get it through your job? Mm-mm. Oh. Okay. No, cross that off the list too. Can't be bothered with you either. Hey, when the last time you filed taxes? I don't file taxes. I can't be bothered with your ass either. It's just some things you gotta start asking. I'm damn sure not about to meet you and marry you in the same year. We ain't about to play them games. Now that I said the fly.
I ain't doing it, Hannah. Hey, I ain't doing it.
You know what? I mean, I feel like in some instances, there are some times where, you know, there's exceptions to every rule. But you got to pay attention to the signs and you got to do your research.
That's just like I saw in this group that I was in, which I just got placed in again. I'm gonna tell y'all people one more time, stop adding me to these fucking groups without my permission. But we'll circle back. So I was in this group and then the girl was posting about how, you know, her baby daddy ain't nothing and it's just that and the third. And the baby then went with him for vacation, and he got an attitude because he don't want to bring the baby back, whatever, whatever. And she told him she ain't had no gas money to go get him. And he was like, well, I guess she's staying here. And all the other moms was like, well, just leave him. And this is that and the third. But I'm like, first of all, problem number one, you on Facebook talking about how much your baby daddy ain't shit. So let's be clear. Let's talk about how much you ain't shit, because you had to know he wasn't shit when you was sleeping with him. Like, his ain't shitness just didn't start after you had the baby.
Some people become ain't shit ass people older in life. Some people do. My baby daddy is an ain't shit ass person right now in life.
He didn't start out that way. I understand that, but here's the thing. So now she going off on the post because I forever had the unpopular opinion. So I said that. I said, well, if he ain't shit, you ain't shit because you had a baby with him. So she said, well, I met him when I was real young. I said, okay, so you met him when you was young. So that means you was too young to be making them decisions, so you shouldn't have put yourself in that position. She got even more mad. What are you talking about? I was in college, this is that, and the third. And when I met him, he had a job. I said, so when you met him, he had a job. So then you got pregnant, and then this nigga was just like, you know what? I knocked her up. I don't got work no more. So he quit his job immediately. He quit his job immediately after you got pregnant? No, he didn't. I said, so then again, you knew he had ancient tendencies, and your ass was just like,
But you know, people be stigmatized and maybe, you know, bamboozled and hoodwinked into believing that those ancient tendencies are not real. You know what I mean? They will ignore those things, or they think, okay, you see a person and they have ancient tendencies in another relationship. And you see those, and you think, oh, well, I'm different. No, but you're not different. Because if a person ain't shit, they ain't shit, period. And there's nobody that's going to change
them. And the only thing different about you is that you feel a little different on his dick. That's the only thing that's different about you, people.
Absolutely. That's it.
That's it.
You know what I mean? And that's the thing. Like, and you know what? And I can honestly say, like, people, like I say all the time, you got to check people's relationship resume, and pay attention to that. Because 9 times out of 10, if there are all these failed relationships and there's this, that, and the other, there may be something particularly wrong with that particular person. You know what I mean? And we don't want to sometimes
just
look
like,
at that. Because,
yeah, I absolutely agree. That's just like, all my ex-girlfriends is crazy. Oh, okay, they all crazy, too, every last one of them. Not just one, but every last one of them is crazy. Oh, okay. So, now you start digging. You find out you've been sleeping with all the last four of them, and you've been lying to them.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course they're going to be crazy.
Because every chance you get, you dipping your dick in something different. And they caught you cheating 10 to 15 different times. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And you know what? And I learned that. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I fell for the okey doke. I had an ex, and I fell for the okey doke. And I was like, you know, because a person presents themselves in this package, you know, like, you know, they, and, mm-hmm. And this is what I've understood, a master manipulator and a narcissistic person has, they master the art of being able to speak to the things that you've been through, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, they know, they pay attention and they prey on your words. So I learned that I'm not going to share too much about what the other ones, you know, what my other issues have been. You know what I mean? So
they
prey on that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you tell somebody, well,
I'm going to share just enough.
Right.
I'm going to share just enough so you can understand me and we can come to a common ground, but I'm not about to tell you all the nooks and crannies.
Right. Nope. Because they're going to, because a person that's looking for that opportunity to worm their way in, they're going to speak to those things that you've never experienced before. And they're going to make you feel like, okay, this person is different because they're doing this. But all they're doing is taking notes on the shit that you say. And that's why it's important to not share too much, you know what I mean? Too soon, you know, you got to really get to know a person and understand if a person is down for you. Because if they really trying to run game, they have mastered that craft of running game. You know what I mean? And as I'm speaking, in my past, I had a situation where, you know, I had an ex that was a mama's boy. And in this particular situation, he never really had to do anything. His mama always was there, right? So he had this selfish tendency in himself because he felt like, and then all the chicks that he dealt with, his baby mama included, they were those type of chicks. I'm going to cater to you. I'm going to do everything you need. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this, do that. And I'm not that chick. Like, I'm not going to be taking care of your grown motherfucking ass. You're going to do what you need to do. And so I shared that, you know, I feel like with somebody, I feel like it's not, I don't want to have to always be the head all the time. Like, I have been my head because I've been on my own for so long, but I want to turn the reins over to someone else and let them lead. So this person put on the front as if they were leading, but in all actuality, they were scamming, you know what I mean, and playing. And, you know, it wasn't them, you know, like getting money from other chicks to do things for me. I mean, it was just crazy. Like, and so it was a learning experience for me that I'm not going to put myself in a position to allow somebody to take advantage of the things that I've been through. Because people who are out here and are dirty individuals, they're going to do that. And a person knows how to mm-hmm. talk to you and tell you everything that you fucking need to hear to make you feel like you know, I don't have to worry about this no more. Talk is cheap, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's a learning experience, but some people just don't see that. Like, they're so caught up in the fact that this person is saying everything that they want to hear, doing everything they want them to do, that they miss the sign, they miss the signal. But everything is right there in your face. Scratch a little bit deeper into the surface and figure it out.
Well, fellas, Ron, Dre, what y'all got to say?
Not nothing.
Not a word.
This guy.
This guy.
What? Y'all got nothing to say? And let me say this too, so that this won't seem like I'm just going after the meat. Because there are women.
Too late.
No. Let me circle back. There are women who do the same thing, who have mastered the art of being able to tell a man the things that he wants to hear and he needs to hear. And they have an ulterior motive. So it's not necessarily a one-sided thing. The issue is the core of that person's being, who they are as a person. You know what I mean? So men have to be careful, too, when it comes to exposing themselves and their vulnerabilities as well. Because there are some bitches that see something in you, and they see, okay, you have this or you have that, or you're doing this and you're doing that. And what happens is they say, okay, well, this one and this one and this one didn't do that, so let me make sure I feed his ego. but they're feeding your ego because there's something that they want. So you got to be careful. It's important that you understand and you learn the person who they are. Put some scenarios out there and say, how would you handle this particular situation? You know, put the fire to their ass and make them react. How's she going to act when you don't call her for a day or don't text her? You know what I mean? Is she going to still send you that same? Is she going to still be consistent with the things that she does?
You got 3 days.
No, I'm just saying, you know, like, because the thing is that if men...
We got an expiration date. You got 3 days. And I'm here for you in 3 days.
All the time. Do she want you? Do she really want you for who you are? For who you are? You know what I mean? Does she understand the plight that you have as a black man, as a man, period? Does she understand what your struggles are? Does she understand your childhood, what you've been through? Is it all a front, or does she see you? You know what I mean? Does she see you as a means to an end, or does she see you as an individual? What happens when life happens and something happens to you and things change? And you know what I mean?
Nasi Ayala Vandisa.
Shut up. No, I'm being 100% real. And because men don't think about this stuff either, and that's why it's a lot of men that run around and be in other ass relationships, finding somebody else to speak to those things, because this woman doesn't understand that life happens, and they didn't put her to the fire so they can see what she about when the shit is real. Because the truth of the matter is, shit is going to get real. Something's going to happen, and things are going to change. What happens if you lose your job? Is she still got your back? Is she going to ride for you? You know what I mean? Is she going to encourage you? Is she going to support you? When you ain't having your best day? When you feel like your back is against the motherfucking wall and the world is against you? Especially for black men. You a male and you black. That's targets right there. You got to work 10 times as hard to get the shit somebody else got to work. You know what I'm saying? It's bitches out here that's selling wolf tickets and selling dreams to niggas and pumping them up because they got it at that point. But what happens when you at your lowest? You know what I'm saying? What happens when you sick and you can't do shit for yourself? Is she going to do something for you? Is she going to take care of you? Is she going to be there for you? Is she going to leave you high and dry? But people don't pay attention to that type of stuff. You know what I mean? A person can have a fat ass, a nice smile, pretty hair, whatever the case may be. Weed might be on point, whatever. Hair might be on point, whatever the case may be. But put that person to the fire. Can you tell this person the truth about who you are, what you've been through, and will they accept you and treat you like the person that you are? Do they see beyond the shit that you got? Because everybody got it at some point. You feel me? We all got it at some point. We all balled it at some point. It's all looking good at some point. But things are going to happen. Life is going to happen. Shit is going to happen. Things change. So.
All right. Well, then, also, you have to, life happens. We get that. Everybody knows that life happens. But if we're supposed to be working on something together, there shouldn't be a breakdown in communication. I shouldn't have to go a week of not talking to you because something in your life happened. How can I be there if you don't tell me?
That's true. But I'm just saying if something happens and you, of course you don't want to be excessive with it, but we all know that for a majority of men, one of the things that happens is the worst thing for a man to feel is that they're not being a man. You know what I mean? Most men who got their shit together, who got their mindset straight, they ready to go, they know that they're their provider. You know, so it's a big thing. It's an ego. It's a strike to their ego for something to happen and to feel like they need someone to pick them up. So some of them shut down. You know what I mean? It's not right, but this is how they cope. Because women, we're emotional beings. We're going to express how we feel. You know, we're going to cry. We're going to kick. Men sometimes will shut the fuck down. They won't say nothing. They'll just walk around the house and won't say shit. People just look at you and won't say nothing. And you think, what the hell? But my point is, you got to have a person that's able to navigate through that and understand that it ain't necessarily about you. It's not a you thing. You didn't necessarily do anything to me. But can you understand the struggle that I'm facing? Can you understand that when I go out here in these streets and I go out here and I'm in public, you know what I'm saying? When I see a police car roll up behind me, you know what I mean? I got not only fear for the fact of for my fucking life, I got a fear for the fact that they gonna try to send me to jail for some stupid shit. You know what I mean? It happens every single day. Our men walking out here, they doing nothing, minding their business, and next thing you know, they in front of a barrel of a police gun, all because they black, because they seem to be a threat. You know what I mean? So, as women, we have to understand that we not only have to get it, we gotta really dig into it and understand that sometimes it's not about us, and that we gotta understand their plight. Not only as a man, as a black man, when he go to work, he's 10 times more qualified than that white person that's sitting next to him who don't do shit. But this person right here is going to get that promotion because of the fact that their skin color is different. It hurts them. It breaks them. Because he know he go to work every day. He do his best. And then some.
All right, let me ask y'all this. So, you with this person, and you make more than him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all living together, and y'all have like $2,000 in bills a month, okay, or $3,000 in bills a month, and you are able to pay $2,000, and he's able to pay $1,000. Is that an issue?
No, if you make more, no, it's not.
Is the only way that becomes an issue for me is if it's a matter of, well, he makes more than that, but he can only contribute $1,000 because he's doing some fuck shit. Now,
right,
if that's the situation, then we got a whole type problem. Like, we not about to do this. But if it's just that I just happen to be further along in my career than him, then there's nothing. I mean, if he's still trying, meaning that he still gets up and he goes or whatever, and, you know, he goes to work or whatever the case may be, and it's not a matter of, oh, well, I'm just trying to get over, then, you know, there's nothing I can do about it.
If you're supposed to be bringing home after your taxes and everything come out, if you're supposed to be bringing home, you know, let's just say $1,500 and you go out and bullshit your money, you know what I'm saying, and you know that, then I have a problem with that because I'm not saying that I want you to be broke because I want you to have some money in your pocket, but you're not going to go out and just blow a bunch of money. That's not going to happen. Now, I got your back because, you know, things happen. I might have my career, like she said, my career might be a little bit different than yours. You know what I'm saying? I might get a promotion or something. You know what I mean? I might be in a whole different industry that pays totally different. I might be in the medical field and I'm a nurse. You know what I mean? I might bring home, you know, I might make $6,000 a year compared to your 32 or your 34 or 35, whatever the case may be, right? But it's how you, what do you do with your money? Because if you think about it, if the roles reverse, you know what I'm saying, women don't want men to feel like, women don't want men to discriminate against us for the fact, for our income being different. You know, they might be a doctor, they might be a lawyer, whatever the case is, engineer, whatever, and they're going to make a substantial amount more money than we do if we just supervise them, a customer service or even a fucking nurse for that, you know what I'm saying, point. But, you know what I'm saying, you don't want a person to treat you that way, so you don't treat a person that way. And it's not so, if you with somebody, it ain't about how much money they make, because they can make a whole lot of money, and they can't, and they morally, they ain't shit. They know that.
Or they can make a whole bunch of money and don't know what to do with their fucking money. That's a pain
and
in the neck too.
Exactly.
I don't care.
Exactly.
I don't care if you bring in home $3,500 every week. That's nice. But if you're spending $2,500 of that on fucking video games and sneakers and some bullshit, we got a problem.
We absolutely got a problem because that shit,
Because them fucking sneakers ain't cheap. They not cheap. Every time I leave and I come back, you got a brand new pair of this and a brand new. No.
Girl, them damn video games ain't cheap. Shit. Them motherfucking the NBA Live and whatever they are, 2K, whatever they are, all that shit is expensive. $60-$70 for a fucking video game.
Mm-hmm. But them sneakers was doing it now because they got the Jordans come out, the certain ones come out every couple of years or so, and it's always in a different color. So they get them, like them checkers is $200 or better, depending on where you get them from. And I know dudes out here getting them every week. I said, your girl is going to beat your ass when it's time to pay rent. She's going to whoop your ass. She is. She's going to hurt you.
Wow. Well, thanks. Well, this has been an interesting evening. What time is it, Lord? I think we only got like 20 minutes, not even 10 minutes left in the show. Anything funny happen to anybody this week?
Anything happen funny?
Yeah. I feel like we need a dip on
the fuck. Y'all act like y'all ain't been drinking. What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
We got philosophical tonight. Jesus, we got philosophical.
We got Yon LaVan Deesa and fucking Deepak fucking Taylor.
You're stupid.
Right.
You're fucking stupid.
Right.
I switched wine.
You switched from a box to a bottle? What did you do?
I went to
Carl. She said, did you switch from the box to the bottle?
I did. I went to the jug.
So I think
that's why it makes me more mellow
and kind of like philosophical.
She
didn't go to a bottle. She went to a jug.
First of all, okay. See, Medisa, what I'm going to need for you to do is get your whole life together. If you don't get your ass away from that damn Carlo LaRossi bullshit, that is bullshit. We don't drink that around these parts, okay? I'm going to tell you that right now.
You are all the way.
You are out of order. You are out of line.
You are out of order.
We don't drink Carlo LaRossi, honey. We don't drink that.
Every time somebody come into the store and buy that, guess what color they is?
White.
They ain't
blanco.
But y'all ain't say nothing about me drinking my white people box wine.
Oh, we do.
We did tell you about that shit.
You downgraded to a jug. Are you serious?
She be grabbing it by the little handle and pouring it by the little handle.
Proudly grabbed it by the little handle because this ain't pay week, and so, you know, I got to get what I can get, I'm about to be rich, though. I'm about to make it big.
Listen, honey. We about to tell you some things. You got to learn. Look, you got to get some Behringer, okay? You got to get set at home.
I don't like that. I drink Electra. Why y'all telling me?
Whenever you pick up a bottle of wine,
and it hurts your index finger when you're trying to pour it, you don't need to pour that shit.
Shut up,
Ron. Exactly. You know what, Ron? That was
a
life lesson. That was a life lesson.
That was a life lesson?
I appreciate
that. Was a
life
lesson.
Thank you. You the best.
Do y'all have a total wine out there in Arizona? Do you have a total wine?
Yes, we do. I'm going to go to Total Wine. But
okay, I'm
going to
need you to download the app. I need you to download the app, become a member, get you some points and some coupons so you ain't got to buy that cheap-ass wine and box wine anymore.
Y'all crazy.
I was in Total Wine earlier today. That's my spot.
No, baby, listen, listen. Medisa, no, we're not clowning you. We're helping you.
I'm about to be rich one. I'm about to be rich so I can buy all the wine I want. So, you know, I'm just letting y'all know.
Just don't
have
to
buy
all
the
wine
I want, but if
I'm not rich, but I get a coupon every week.
Somebody told me about that.
And I become friendly with people at the Total Wine. I know them mofos by name. Thank you.
One girl is like,
I'm going to help you with my employee's discount.
Well, I got that young raise, so, you know, maybe I can afford to give me some
wax. I just got a raise. Exactly. I want to be rich one day. You talking about I just got a 3.25% raise, and you drinking cheap-ass wine, you going to have a headache in the morning.
I know. Okay.
You're going to have a headache,
and your stomach's going to hurt when you get up in the morning.
I remedy that. I eat some bread, and I take ibuprofen at night before I go to sleep, and I'm great. I learned it.
That cheap ass wine. Girl, I remember that first wine. My granddaddy used to make that wine, honey. You put it in that jug.
Okay, I know that the jug is bad. Okay, I get it, guys. Okay, I fucking get it. You don't have to drill it in my head anymore. I won't buy the jug wine again. Okay.
Go fuck your fingers up trying to pour that shit. You know how heavy that shit is when you pick it up by the fucking.
It is. You should have seen me struggling carrying that ball.
Oh, God. I have copper tunnel. Okay.
I love y'all.
You might as well get you one of them long straws and just fucking put the straw in the fucking nozzle.
I'm not
like
drinking
that.
Out the fucking bottle, Ron. Y'all crazy. See how my people didn't.
Like,
you're
one of them fast straws.
Mm-hmm. You're one of them windy straws or some shit.
Yeah, that's what you got to do with that thing. You got to get the long, bendy straw and just drink it out of that.
I can't stand none of you.
Oh, my God.
None of you.
Just be honest. You know?
Oh.
Yeah, don't ever buy that again.
Okay, I just told you it was on sale. That's the only reason I got it.
Drinking
that shit and eating fucking Vienna sausages or some shit.
No, I don't eat those.
The Ritz crackers.
I don't eat Vienna sausages, damn it. I should never tell y'all what I was
drinking. We eat Wayne's. We eat Lil Wayne's. Barbecue sauce.
I don't eat Wayne's either. I don't eat the Lil Wayne's. I don't eat none of that. None of them little sausages. None of them little ones. Okay. I like big dogs. I like big hot dogs. I like
little
quarter
Wayne's.
Pound beef.
Little
Wayne's.
I'm not even
going to
say how she says she don't like little Wayne's, but she
like
big sausages
like
in her mouth. I'm not
like
even
big dogs. I like big Hebrew cats, big bun supersized dogs in my mouth.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Don't you drink that wine no more. The fuck? What's going on here?
No, you're not finishing it.
Don't double bag it. I'm just going to carry it out with two hands.
I have cared. I told the man that. No, I carried it with 4 feet. I carried it with 2 fingers and my thumb.
You gonna break your nail? You'll break your nail.
I didn't. I don't be getting in the car.
You can't be out here messing with your fingers, girl. You need to hurry up and finish part two of this book. You can't be out here playing around with them jugs. You break your fingers.
Okay,
you're going to take a whole year to get the rest of this damn book. No, you ain't got time to be dealing with them jugs.
Yes, ma'am.
Ain't got time.
Total wine with a shopping cart and some shit. You know, I'm getting one big bottle of wine. I can't carry.
Y'all stupid.
Why
do you have a basket? And they're gonna have to know. Can I get a box to carry this out?
Right.
Because you know, it's total wine. If you buy more than, I think, like if you buy more than three, they give you a box to carry it out.
I think I got a bag with multiple compartments. I just have to find it. Wait a minute.
Raising my hand. Imai, so what you're saying is that if you buy more than three bottles or whatever in total wine, they give you a box. How you know?
Yep. Oh, good question.
Because I go to Total Wine and I buy as many bottles of wine as I would like to when I go, because one, I get a discount, two, I have a coupon. And I use points. What?
And do they have handles on the nozzle?
No. And never. One had no wine. It had a little piece of glass that came out like it's a handle on it. Two, I ain't never drank no bottle, no wine from no box.
From no box.
I ain't never done nothing. So, Medisa, have you ever bought the individual box wines? They be like $3.
No, I have never bought the. I have not. I saw them today at Walgreens, and I've never bought those because they're not in the flavor that I like.
When a grown ass motherfucker is sipping wine from a sippy box, we got a motherfucking issue.
Ron, shut up.
This lady came into the pharmacy the other day. She bought 6 of them bitches. And she said, I'm about to have a good time tonight. Ma'am, these were $3.
She was. Let that lady be great with her little wine.
But guess what?
Did she buy Lunchables, too? Did she have some fucking Lunchables on her?
No, she had some crackers. She had some crackers with her.
Oh, goddamn. She was reliving her youth.
She bought some crackers. She was having a. That was on Wednesday, and she was. She said, "I'm just having a long day." Okay, ma'am, I understand. Enjoy. She looked like she was going back to work. That was gonna be in her cup at the job.
Lord have mercy.
So I'm so glad that the tables did not turn on me tonight. Thank God. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, we can turn them real quick before we leave.
No.
Taylor, you're
not
going to talk about how I mind you the pimp? You're not going to talk about that, Taylor?
Huh?
I'm glad you said that.
So let's talk about what gifts Amon's got this week. Let's talk about that. What did Amon's get this week?
I didn't get nothing.
Oh, now he's asleep. He came here.
No,
now
he
gone.
I think he was. Dre was heading to a party. So he might not be on the line. He's still on the line. He just might be muted. But I didn't get anything this week. We went to go see Kevin Hart on Saturday.
Wait a minute. We didn't talk about the Kevin Hart show. What happened at the Kevin Hart show?
It was good. I mean, I had a good time.
Mm.
I can't even break that. What?
You was Kevin Hart in it. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Huh? I told y'all I was going to see Kevin Hart.
Mm.
I told y'all that.
And you had somebody special take you?
I don't know how special. They are.
He's special.
he's special enough to be buying her the moon.
And the stars.
And the stars. And paying for gas.
You know
what? I'm not even
going to tell y'all that because I don't want to hear this shit for the next year. I'm not even going to hear it. I don't want to hear it. And I'm not even going to tell y'all nothing. Nothing. Nope.
No, you can tell us. You can share. It's only us listening.
Really? Really? We don't know who else listens to these archives. Nope. I'm not going to say it.
Right.
Okay, don't say it.
We had a good time. We went to dinner. We went to dinner before the show. Had a good time. And I came on back home. I drove back home the same night.
Mm-hmm.
Sound like a motherfucking R&B song. I'ma buy you the moon. All kind of crazy shit. Motherfucker dating Jeffrey Osborne. What the fuck is this?
Ron, you stupid.
Did you say Jeffrey Osborne?
Yes, he did.
Woo, woo, woo. He did. Before
we go. From your moon, moon, moon.
Can you woo, woo, woo?
Before we go.
Can you moon, moon, moon?
Before we go, anybody who is listening, who is in the Greensboro, North Carolina area, please come out Sunday to 3722 Lounge and Event Center because Cocktails and Combos will be recording live. So please come out and hang out with us as we drink and talk about cheating ass men and infidelity and not all men cheat and every woman got some hoe ass tendency in her. Like, they come out and just talk to us about whatever. So that's what we're doing Sunday. Yeah. Anybody else got any announcements
before we go? Don't forget to get your copy of The Girlfriend Chronicles Secret Skeletons and Secret Situations
okay,
now available
listen,
on Amazon.com.
Listen, y'all have got to go get this book, honey. I read that sucker in less than 12 hours. You have got to get that book. I was mad as hell when I turned that last page. I threw it. I threw that book when I turned that last page. I was mad. I really wanted, I needed five more pages. And then I'd have been
five
okay.
More, Taylor.
When I got to that last page,
five more.
I threw that book. I threw it. I'm not going to lie, I threw it. I dented one of the pages a little bit because I threw it because I was mad because it was the end. That book was so good. I'm so proud of you, girl. That book was good.
Thank you, boo.
That's
I appreciate it because...
I'll be quick to rip a book apart.
Don't forget to go to Amazon and leave your review. Leave your review there so we can get me up there in the rankings. Last time I checked, I was ranked number 105 in African American fiction plays drama. I was 105 on Amazon. So hey, I'm moving up there. I'm making my way.
Yes,
I need to get to that top 100 bestseller list, and I'm good. So, I'm getting there. I'm gonna go there. But yeah, I'm definitely working on the second title, The Girlfriend Chronicles.
Okay.
Y'all ready for the title?
Okay.
Y'all ready for the title? Retribution, Regret, and Repentance. Coming early this summer. And then I'll probably have another
now,
one.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. If you need somebody to proofread a chapter or two, you let me know.
Absolutely. Because
I got questions.
Well, all I will say is that when the second title comes out, it's another twist that nobody's going to believe. It's just going to just blow everybody's mind. It's blowing my mind just writing it down on paper. So it's definitely going to blow you guys' mind. But, yeah, definitely if you have not gotten the book, right now, got my ranking, 5 stars out of 5 stars, definitely a great read. And I'm not just saying that because I wrote it. I'm just telling you what my people tell me.
Well, we have had an entertaining night this night here on The Code. We want to thank everybody who joined us tonight, as well as Drake gone out to party and have fun with people. I'm going to bed because I have to be at the pharmacy at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning to deal with these lazy-ass people. I ain't never met so many young people who lazy as fuck. Sorry to say that.
Oh, yeah, honey.
These
millennials are just, I don't know.
Listen to
yeah,
this.
These millennials are something else. I think it's the Mollies. I think it's the Mollies. They just, they something else.
How you just get a job not even a week ago and you already calling after y'all? How? Yeah, and now I got to forfeit my day off because y'all two lazy ass girls don't want to go to work. I'll take your hours. That's not a problem with me. That's just a little bit extra money in my paycheck. But keep in mind, next Saturday when it's time for me to work, don't you ask me the motherfucking day because I got shit to do next Saturday. My birthday shenanigans start on the 14th. They will end about the 30th. So guess what? We're not going to play these games. So I want everybody to have a good weekend. If you decide to do anything, do everything that you think I would do and more. And just have a good weekend. And try to stay warm because for whatever reason they're trying to call for snow here, but please, God, don't let it. It's just raining right now. But y'all have a good night. We will talk again next week. I don't know what we'll be talking about, but we'll be here.
Good night, good people. Have a good weekend.
Good night.
Bye, y'all.
Can you moan, moan, moan?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I cannot. I cannot. I cannot.
Ron is stupid.
Really,
you're
Ron?
Stupid.
I feel like
you're
you were
stupid.
Holding on to that shit. Like, I feel like you were
holding
on to that shit.
I was just waiting.
You know he was,
because
he's petty like that.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go and turn on my moon and take myself to bed. How about that?
Turn on your moon, girl.
Night.
Turn on your moon. I'll be good night.
Night.